Proposition 1. Idaho Open Primaries Act. Measure to 1. Replace voter selection of party nominees with a top four primary. 2. Require a ranked choice voting system for general elections. This measure proposes two distinct changes to elections for most public offices. First, this measure would abolish Idaho's party primaries. Under current law, political parties nominate candidates through primary elections in which party members vote for a candidate to represent the party in the general election. The initiative creates a system where all candidates participate in a top four primary, and voters may vote on all candidates. The top four vote earners for each office would advance to the general election. Candidates could list any affiliation on the ballot, but would not represent political parties and need not be associated with the party they name. Second, the measure would require a ranked choice voting system for the general election. Under current law, voters may select one candidate for each office, and the candidate with the most votes wins. Under the ranked choice voting system, voters rank candidates on the ballot in order of preference, but need not rank every candidate. The votes are counted in successive rounds, and the candidate receiving the fewest votes in each round is eliminated. A vote for an eliminated candidate will transfer to the voter's next highest ranked active candidate. The candidate with the most votes in the final round wins. Fiscal Impact Statement. 100-word fiscal impact. Under this initiative, new software for tabulating ballots via instant runoff voting is needed. No federally certified software exists for this process, though there is open source software for tabulation. We cannot estimate the cost of software for tabulation. 17 counties need to purchase an election management software at an estimated cost of $300,000. Material costs for a May primary election have been above $800,000. By 2026, the inflated population adjusted value is $1,600,000. The software update may increase to $600,000 were the purchase postponed. Assumptions. 1. Voter turnout rates in Idaho elections are unaffected by the passage of the ballot initiative. 2. Counties continue to use tabulation patterns, either at the precinct or at a central location, as they already do. 3. Existing election management software, already in use by 27 counties, is capable of producing ranked choice ballots and continues to function and be sufficient. 4. CPI inflation reasonably captures price increases in the narrow market, which is election machines, /software/supplies. 5. Training costs and poll worker costs are unaffected. Training already occurs before each election. Funding source statement. The Idaho Open Primaries Act will be funded by an augmentation of existing state and county expenditures for advertising and tabulation. Implementation of the Act will require 1. A public awareness effort to inform voters, candidates, and election workers about changes to the election process, and 2. The purchase of ballot tabulation equipment capable of conducting instant runoff elections. What your vote will do. A yes vote would replace Idaho's primary election with a single top four primary and change Idaho's general election to a ranked choice voting system. A no vote would make no changes to the current primary and general election voting process.